Blog Talk Radio.
With the Reverend Dr. Ron Bates, broadcasting live from beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful afternoon or evening, wherever you're at. Maybe it's morning. I don't know. Our show's being broadcast all over the world and to 28 different countries. So to everybody, I want to wish you well, happiness, and hope you're doing great. Tonight, we're going to have a wonderful conversation. And we're going to do some free readings and have a lot of fun. If you're interested in a full one-hour reading, I do charge $75 an hour. You can call me at 727-900-1326 or check me out on Facebook at Angelic Whispers, Inc., I-N-C on the end, okay, at Facebook, www.facebook.com/Angelic Whispers, Inc., you know, we schedule an appointment right there on the Facebook page, or give me a call. I don't advertise that much, just a little background here. I always feel that it's best that people feel your energy, that if you resonate with them, those are the people that you want to connect with, you want to talk to and get inspirational thought from. You know, I could run a huge multimedia advertising campaign and, you know, probably do very well doing it. But then I wouldn't be connecting with the right people I need to connect to. So I always try to attend more word of mouth and love doing my blog talk radio show and making sure that we check in with each other at least once a week, say hi, see what's going on, get your free reading. And when life shows up and you need some answers, hopefully you'll give me a call at 727-900-1326, and we can get more in-depth to what's going on in your life rather than a little quickie phone call. You know what they say about quickies. Okay, do I need to say more? All right, yeah, they're that quickie. Okay. This weekend, got wonderful plans, having some classes finally. So we're having in-person classes here at this shop. Super excited about it. I'm going to be teaching up some Reiki and some Kabbalah, so super awesome about that. If you live in the Tampa Bay area or you're going to be visiting, check us out. We have a beautiful reading room, classroom, and we really have a lot of fun, you know, because spirituality is about having fun. But the main thing that it's about is finding the beauty in life, the beauty in yourself. Because, you know, there's so much negativity out there that when we find the beautiful things in life that make us happy, bring us passion and joy, you know, they're special. You know, spirituality has brought me incredible joy for the last 28 years. I can't tell you, doing readings and healings and helping other people walk through difficult times and struggle through, and believe it or not, positive times. It's because some people don't feel they deserve to have wonderful things presented to them. So they feel guilt, and they have a different set of emotions than they do for failures and disappointments and such. So I just want to let everybody know that, you know, what we do is we look for the, you know, they always say look for the silver lining, but look for the beauty within all, especially yourself. Because I can sit there and look in the mirror. I was doing it today. I was getting a haircut, and I was looking in the mirror, and I was like, oh, God, I got more lines. It's like, when are these going to stop? And the lady said, they never stop. And I'm like, oh, she caught me, you know. And she goes, she says, you're in your 50s, right? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, just be grateful you still have some hair on your head. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's calling me out, you know. So I was scowling at myself in the mirror. And she says, always look for the beauty. And so it's really neat where, you know, you run into these inspirational people at the strangest places. Mine just happened to be today at the barbershop. And, you know, she caught me scowling and judging myself in the mirror and picking myself apart. And she stopped me, because we all do it. Let alone put a full-length mirror without any clothes on. You know, we're going to, you know, here we go. We're off to the racetracks, you know. So it was a real reality check that she provided me. And I believe me, I gave her a great tip, because she gave me a great tip, you know. Find the beauty. Find the wisdom in your lines. Know that you walk through life. And so far, you're still walking through it, okay? And whether or not you've done an awesome job at it or not doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is you keep putting a foot forward, and that's what the angels want you to do, is keep putting a foot forward. And it's so wonderful to see everybody in the queue tonight and see everybody here. I'm so blessed to have such wonderful people show up to my show. I feel very blessed by you, and want to thank you all so much for joining me tonight so that we can have a little bit of fun, find some answers, joke and giggle just a little bit. Because, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, who are you going to laugh at? Okay, I've had some of my best belly laughs at myself, including today when I was sitting there picking myself apart in the mirror in front of somebody. And they called me on it, and I thought it was awesome. And I thanked her, and I gave her a hug, and I left today. You know, today is Veterans Day, so in the United States, today is the day that we honor our veterans. And I want to say thank you to all my fellow veterans out there for their service and sacrifice, the ones that are living and the ones that sacrificed everything for us. I want to say thank you. There was some beautiful men and women who, throughout the hundreds of years, as sacrifice so that we can have the freedoms that we have today. So bless you all. And bless me. Hey. Okay, so let's get down to what we love to do. Let's get down to some readings. And it looks like I have a familiar number here. Hi, you're on the air with Reverend Dr. Ron. How you doing?
Of course you do. You have a regular. You're my favorite reader. I need to get a full reading with you. You have never.
You do. We would have so much fun.
You just connect. You know, you connect to my. You have never answered anything wrong. I mean, no one is perfect, Ron. Come on.
No,
we're not God. But I'm just saying, you're overall. I love it. You answer questions quick and okay. It's not my dog this time. She's wonderful. I know. It's the work situation again. That one woman. Initial J,
yeah.
She's starting to be really poopy again. What's up with her?
Yeah.
Can I ask you? Is she going to do anything that's going to affect my review in January, the big review that's going to be my first one with the big boss? I'm serious.
If you keep that low profile, okay, like I told you, keep the low profile, stay out of the garbage, just do your work, go to, you know, just do your thing. Your review will be just fine. So if you get in the mess, you're gonna get exactly that, you know. Right now, she is releasing a lot of, and what they're showing me is she's releasing this individual just so much negativity. Release. That's what they keep saying. It's just a, it's like, I hate to put it that way, but it's just a diarrhea of negativity.
I know. She excludes me.
I hate
me
to
out
put
of
it that way.
I'm not imagining it, but she does exclude me out. I don't know what she has against me. I'm not a victim. Believe me, I'm not trying to be. Oh, poor little me.
No. Nobody says you're a victim. It is very, you know, when you want to go to work and every day, and you know, we all try to do this. You know, I own two companies, so I have to balance personalities all day long. Okay.
I get it.
Plus, I got to make sure I get the job done. Okay. First of all, we got to make sure we get the job done. Okay. The second thing is, okay, now I have to balance all these different personalities, and not everybody is a good person. Okay. And unfortunately, she wiggled her way into a situation. They're still trying to get out of it. They are so stuck. It's not even funny. They need to release her, and she's given them every reason to do it. And somebody just needs to do it.
Do you think it's going to happen still?
Yeah, the angels kept telling me, you know, it's going to be at the end of the year. Like, they want to start the new year off or January off on a new foot. You know, a lot of people don't like to fire people during the holidays.
I know.
And I understand that. You know, nothing will kill morale in a group
fire
more than
her. Or maybe move her.
Fire.
What are you picking up on that?
I'm picking up she gets dismissed. They just finally had it. They just are like ducking their heads until after the holidays.
Can you pick up a time?
Yeah, I'm picking like up. Like, do you work during the Christmas New Year holiday?
We sure do. We're open. Oh yeah, it's like one of our busiest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. It's one of your busiest times. So right now, if they pooped in the nest, they would be really kicking themselves in the tail. Okay. So after the first of the year, right in this particular area, in the next 60 days or so, 30 to 60 days, you'll see giant movement. But they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, and they're trying to just get through it.
They really, really want to move her. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No, they really, really want to fire her. She has seriously pissed off her higher-ups, but they feel trapped right now. I've just seen, like, a cage. They feel they're in cage because if they fire her in the holidays, that could affect the whole operations. And like I said, you know, you got to get the job done first. Personality.
Is she really
second.
Just like me? Or is it just her moods? I've never done
No. You don't have to do anything to this person to bring out their ire or anything else. They're just a hateful person. They're miserable in life, and they come to work to share.
But I know one last real quick thing. There's a woman, an older woman that also works in the department. Those two talk at least six. They are like buddies. Are they true buddies?
Yeah.
Or is it not real? It's to keep.
No,
you know what I mean?
She's working her to keep her jobs. Okay, so the eternal butt kiss. You know what I mean? It's just doing
she's
what
older.
She needs to do. Right, and she, you know, for her to go out and get another job is tough. You
know,
and so she's just doing what she needs to do to bring home a paycheck. It's more she's there for the health plan.
You're right. You got it. So she told me that. They have great benefits,
right.
I know, and she needs it with her husband because he was sick. So she just does it to play the game. That's exactly That's what she's doing.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Just kissing the butt for the health plan. That's it. Yeah. So,
you
know,
still see it, though, but the first of, you
yeah.
still see it, but the first of the year.
It's still first of the, around the first of the year. It's, you know, that transitional time. They're going to come up with some excuse like, hey, we have a new org chart and, you know, this is where we're going to go forward for the year. It's going to be the big new year thing and the big kickoff, and she's not included.
But it's not going to affect, she's not going to ruin my, you said that she's not going to
ruin.
No, because
the person above you, the two people above, the two people above her really like you. And they see that you don't play her game. And you see you don't get involved. You come to work, you do your job, you go home. Okay?
All right.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. In any situation where you have somebody. And the other lady, you know, don't judge her too harshly. She's just doing what she has to do.
I'm not. I actually like her.
Yeah.
I don't think she's
yeah.
mean to me. I do. I do. But yeah. she's doing it the right way. She's smart. But... she's 65.
No.
I don't blame her. I don't know what I'm going to
yeah.
do when I'm her age. And I mean, I know.
Exactly.
But no, I get along
so,
with her. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just, you know, support her because she's doing what she has to do for her life. And I always support that. You know, I see people go through terrible, difficult situations dealing with narcissists and sociopaths. And when these people get in positions of authority, they're just tyrants. You know,
I know,
they really are. Yeah.
Thanks
so
for the advice,
just,
okay.
Yeah.
Just
so
stay
hang
low.
In there, give her, stay low and let them work everything out, and you just do your job, what you love to do, and
my job is
you
secure.
Know, your job
secure.
Is secure, and,
good.
You know, yeah, and give your puppy a hug for me, all right?
Ron, thank you as usual. Thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome.
And good luck
it's nice
your
to
job
talk to
too.
You again. Oh,
thank
yeah.
Thank you.
I just got back from my honeymoon. It was gorgeous. Oh, we had so much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
We had such a great we went
That's
to Carlsbad,
wonderful.
California. Yeah, it's north of San Diego, Carlsbad, California. And we stayed on the beach in a beautiful Hilton, and we had a beautiful sunset views of the Pacific Ocean. It, even the room had a fireplace.
You guys want
Even
children?
That,
you're not too late. You're never too late.
No,
I'm just,
oh, oh, yes, you are. I'm too late. I don't want children.
That's okay.
But this was just, oh, it was so beautiful.
Good for you.
Because we watched the sunset go down on the balcony, and we go inside and put in a movie and turn on the fireplace. And it was just like, oh, this is so cool. Because we don't get fireplaces here in Florida. They really don't exist down here.
That's funny. Thank you so much, okay? Congratulations
cool.
on your
All
wedding.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was really, really fun. And then to keep on with the conversation, we then drove from Carlsbad, California to Las Vegas, Nevada. We decided to drive and not fly. So we spent the next 5 days in Las Vegas. Oh, my God, we had so much fun. And I'm not much of a gambler. I've never really had any luck at it. So we did a little gambling, mostly went to shows and entertainment and had a lot of fun there. So I really enjoyed it. And stayed at a beautiful Hilton on the Strip. So it was just an amazing honeymoon. So that's why I've been gone for the last couple of weeks and really enjoy what we're doing and how we're doing it. So, okay, find the beauty in everything. That's tonight's theme. Find the beauty in yourself. Find the beauty in others. Find the beauty in nature. Find the beauty in situations. Okay? 914, you're on the air with Reverend Dr. Ron. How you doing tonight?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Hey, how you doing? How's New York tonight?
Unseasonably warmer than usual, so it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about to change.
Yeah.
So what part of New York are you? Upstate, in the city, Long Island, where are you at?
I'm about a half hour outside of the city, north.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So what's going on with your manifestations?
I'm looking for collaborators. I'm almost done with a blueprint for a project. And
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, please, if you see me manifesting a partner either in Jared, Bruce, or Julie.
Oh, interesting, because, you know, that's the first word that the angels used when I heard your voice. But they said manifestation. And I'm like, okay, so what are you trying to manifest? That's why the first words out of my mouth were, well, okay, I didn't even ask your question. I just said, what are you trying to manifest?
Yes.
I guess I need to let people ask the question. I get so excited, and the angels get so excited. And
That's amazing.
I'm like, wait a minute. Let them ask the question. Don't ask it for them. Oh, my gosh. So is this... What are you working on again? You're working on a project that does some sort of music?
There's some music involved, yeah. It's a creative endeavor.
Yeah, that's what they're showing me. It's like a artistic music creative endeavor that you're working on, and they're just thrilled. Oh, my God, they're so thrilled with your work. They really are very, very interesting. They're talking about you're trying to find these who are the three gentlemen you or three people you mentioned? Well, give me their names again.
Yes. Julie, Jared, or Bruce? Or it could
okay.
be a combination of them.
It's a combination. It's a male and female. What does Bruce have to do with this? He seems like an outlier.
I was thinking of going to him either for mentorship or if he could connect me with other people. So you're saying
okay.
he's the last one I should approach, or...
Well, he's kind of like the outside. He's the one that you go to for advice and direction is what they're showing me. He's not the one that you go to. It doesn't look like he really wants to get involved in a project other than, but he's willing to help or direct you to the right people.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm seeing a total J&J thing going on with you. You and J&J. Okay, that's what the angels call them, J&J. Okay, they see this manifesting, but Bruce needs to put you in contact, and it looks like contact with somebody with money. Okay, it looks like funding thing. So Bruce would be the one that you would talk to. Two about funding issues, okay, mm-hmm. and J&J would be helpful in the creation and the manifestation of the project.
Okay, wow, that's amazing. Did I go to Bruce first?
Yeah, I would go to Bruce first because you need to find that the pockets. First,
mm-hmm.
so that you can then go to J&J and say, hey, look, I have this, and now it's, you know, I have the backing, at least funding that I need. Now I need your talents, and we're going to be able to pay you for your talents and pay you very well. Okay?
Wow.
So, you know, you got a beautiful dream, you got a beautiful thing that you're trying to manifest. And if you follow what the angels have outlined, you should have great success. But the main thing is don't quit 5 minutes before your miracle, okay?
Yeah.
Don't get frustrated and quit. Every day is a new day to progress it forward, okay? So the angels are saying anything that's worthwhile is worth working for, okay?
Yeah.
When I manifest my first company, it took me 6 months to get my first client.
Wow.
And the angels kept saying, if you want it, keep working for it. And they're saying the same thing for you. Okay, if you want it, keep working for it. Don't give up, okay?
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, because you're going to find a lot of serenity in this project. You're going to find a lot of fulfillment and serenity in this project. Just you need to get the people in place that can best help you. Okay? And it's very interesting. They keep showing me when you get this project started. So funny, everything happens at once. Are you currently dating? Are you there?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
Here. Yeah, no, I'm not dating. No, yeah, I accidentally muted myself. I'm sorry.
I got all this stuff. Where'd she go?
Sorry, that was just my fault. But yeah, no,
that's hysterical. Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, because the angels are saying that as your project progresses, you're going to meet somebody and start dating. So that's coming up as well. So they want you to be prepared. Because you know what they say, you know, everything happens at once, you know, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
So yeah. it's going to be like a thunderstorm for you. Like, but, but what they're saying is, they will never hand you more than you can handle. And actually this person you're going to meet is going to help carry some of the load. So that you don't feel, as the angels put it, like you've got the whole world on your shoulders. There's another pair of shoulders there to help carry the burden, okay?
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Cool.
Oh, that's amazing.
Also,
yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
This is so cool.
Thank you.
All right. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. God bless you. Thank you so very much.
Bless you. Have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Much love. Thank you so much.
Much love. Bye-bye. All right. That's a lot of fun. You know, sometimes as a reader, I forget to have the person ask the question first. Oh, you know, so goofy of me. So goofy. But that's what it's like in my head. Hello. I just blurted it out. You know, this is what you're looking for, right? So cool. Anyways, my friend, she's going to be so successful. I mean, it's so close. And then when things are that close, it gets really tough because you feel it, you taste it, you can smell it. It's like coming home and smelling dinner and you're like, I want to eat that right now. And then you're told, no, you got another 20 minutes before dinner. And you're like, no, I want it now, you know. I love it. 845, you're on the air with the Reverend Dr. Ron. How are you tonight?
Hi, how are you? My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
I'm from New York. I'm doing great. I hope all is well.
Yes. I got a question. Once I was called to ask, so I was going to Italy.
Yeah.
I'm over here. I want to know if I get a big settlement to buy property over there near the water, you know. You see anything? I'm not getting nothing yet.
You haven't gotten any. Have you called and kicked your attorney in the butt? Because it's supposed to have been in your pocket by now.
I don't get it. I have nothing yet.
It's okay, so when was the last time you called who's handling your case?
Last week, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? And what? Did they tell you, they gave you an update, or just, or did they just try?
Let me go on the court.
They what?
They was in the court at the time.
Oh, okay. So is it in, so have you tried mediation yet?
I don't know. Yeah, they're talking about a system. I don't know yet. Usually we focus
right.
on this, you know. Everybody gets, I don't know, so I'm going to get.
Right. So what you need to tell your representative is to either get this into mediation so that you can get a settlement. Okay. Obviously, they're not coming to any type of terms. So this is when you have to stand up to your representative and say, look, I know everything has a timeline, but this is past due. Okay? Yeah, it's past due. So you've been very kind. You've been very nice, and that's great. But a quiet wheel doesn't get any grease. You were supposed to, and there's, yeah, the angels are telling me you were already supposed to have this money. And you can't allow another person not to do their job. Okay, and this individual just putting you off and not prioritizing you is unacceptable. Okay.
Yes.
So what you need to do, and what the angels are saying, hopefully, I give legal advice. I just help people understand how to empower themselves, and how you empower yourself is to tell your representative, look, I need this resolved. Doesn't mean I get less. It means I get this resolved, and you need to, you know, put this on the front burner, and we need to get this before a judge or a mediator ASAP.
Right.
Because that, what the angels are telling me, that money should have been yours last month. This should have been all resolved
right.
last month.
Okay.
And
it's
not being resolved.
You still, you see,
yeah,
going to go in it and buy property?
Yeah, you're still going to be heading off to Italy. You're still going to receive your settlement. I see it's still the same amount. So, you know, you just need to get your representative, kick this person in the butt and tell them get it in gear because we got
right.
things to do.
Right.
Okay, if they don't want to do their job, then it's okay to go find somebody that will do their job.
No, this is, they do all of the people, they work in there. Nobody put a lawyer. They are all of them that they do the work.
Right. Yeah, you'll always get the junior lawyers or the legal assistants or anybody else.
Yeah.
But it's time that you go in and let them know this has gone on too long.
Give it
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, so make an appointment in the next week or 10 days to go in there and really stand up for yourself, empower yourself, and let them know that, hey, this was supposed to be already done. And what the angels are telling me is this was supposed to have been completed last month. You should have already had your check at the first of this month. It should have already been done.
I know.
Okay?
Okay.
And since you know,
thank you very,
and
very
I know,
much.
You need to go tell them and put a foot where the sun don't shine, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I give
You're welcome,
call
my
back.
Friend.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank
Please
you.
Please do. Take care, Maria. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's the difficult part in getting anything to move is getting other people to move, you know, getting other people to do their job. You know, I just run into that. So, you know, it's up to us to motivate them. And never take no for an answer. I don't. I don't take no for an answer. If I took no for an answer, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Okay? And the biggest no I get is from myself, from not feeling empowered. And I want everybody to feel empowered. Okay? I have had a wild journey in this life. And I got to tell you, you know, the angels have blessed me dearly and thanked me for all the work I've done and everything. So blessings to all of you as well. 860, you're on the air with Reverend Dr. Ron. How you doing?
Good, Ron. It's Amwa. It's been a while.
It has. How you doing?
I'm doing better. It's increments. The private reading with you, so it's very interesting. It was very slow. Oh my God, it was like stew from like June to October. I was like, what is happening? It was. Well, that's part of the the process. I get it. You know, I've been through many awakenings.
Exactly. Everything is part. You know, everything is not in my time. Which I wish it was.
Exactly.
Everything's in divine time. And
right. It's so true. And, you know, to make a gourmet meal, it takes time.
It does.
You know, for the flavor.
Toss everything in a bowl.
Themselves. Yes.
Exactly. Everything's got to become harmonized. So what's going on? What can I answer for you? Or what's your question tonight?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So I was wondering about a relationship. I feel like I'm blossoming. I feel so
you are
open now. Like, and it had to happen this way, right? So I just
you know, it's a discovery of self first, okay, and then you know, because you know what they say. They say any relationships like putting Miracle-Gro on our own character defects, and it's true. You know, it's like.
Yeah. I know.
It's scary. You know, like this month I got married this month, and I never thought I'd ever get married in my life.
Oh,
right?
My
it just
God,
wasn't
congratulations.
In my
life.
Thank you. And I, but
that
yet, you know,
amazing.
Just blows
that is
me away.
And I know
I
about
never
you,
thought
but
I'd
I'm
do
so
it.
Happy for you. I'm
thank
super
you.
Thrilled. Absolutely. Oh my God. I'd give
first
you a hug
all,
if I could.
You know, oh, I wish you could, too. We'll just energetically hug.
I know.
In fact, we just got back from our honeymoon, and had such a good time, such a great time.
Where
so
did
relaxing
you guys go
and
again?
Fun. Carlsbad, California, and then Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
Carlsbad is just north of San Diego, right on the Pacific Ocean. It's gorgeous.
I think I've actually driven by it because we've been there before. Yes.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It's one of those little hamlets that you drive through if you're not staying.
Oh, I'm so happy for
that's
you. What
so
a
fun.
What a
thank
great
you.
Time to go to. So
yeah,
wonderful.
It was just perfect. We had 3 perfect sunsets in a row. And with the marine layer out there, that doesn't happen. So it was just so cool. We sat on the balcony and just watched the sunset.
That is amazing.
Romantic.
I'm just vicariously living through you. You're amazing.
So Archangel Raphael is working with you right now. And
okay.
So he wants to say hi. He's going to be working with you and working on the rest of those, polishing those characteristics so that when you meet this person, which is coming up here, it will be a smoother edge to them,
okay,
rather than a rough edge.
Yeah.
And that way that Miracle-Gro doesn't hit them, or it will hit them, but they won't have the reaction that, you know, previously. So this is a lot about, in the last few minutes, a lot about self-discovery for you, of your own personality, your own self. And it's really positioned you to be more of a partner now and to appreciate and find the beauty in the other person that you may have overlooked in the past.
Yep.
Okay.
And I honestly, when you just said that, I really feel like I'm listening more, like to other people and what they have to say. That's
right.
You know, it's a rapport. Yeah.
But not only listen, but actually hear what they're saying, and and come from a place of understanding or openness versus one of predetermined outcome.
Yes.
So if that makes sense, it's because what Raphael is working on with you is having more of a openness to letting other people explain themselves a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let them take it a little bit farther and just soak it in and see the beauty of what they're saying. And, you know, sometimes beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, other people are like, what? You're like, you know.
Yeah.
But I find just an amazing special wisdom, okay?
Yeah.
And has a different way of explaining things that I had to slow down and allow him the opportunity to fully explain. And I'm like, oh, wow, I never thought of it that way. So whereas before I would have cut him off and said, oh, come on now, you know.
Yes. I totally resonate with that. Absolutely. But
that
do you,
is so cool.
Do you sense when I might meet this person or anything, like any details by any chance?
Yeah, what they're saying is it's going to be a risk for you to even go out with this individual. Okay.
Really?
There's something about this person that's going to remind you of somebody in the past, and your initial reaction would be black. But they're not
that
person.
Oh my God! Are you seeing like this person is initially into me, and I'm like, well, whatever with you.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? I don't
want
to read into
only,
it, but it's...
Not only that, but they're going to remind you of somebody that you previously dated a long time ago. And I mean a long time ago.
Okay.
So you need to identify that. This person reminds me of this, but they're not that person, so give them a chance.
Right. Okay.
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 They're not that person.
Yeah.
Give them a chance. So for you in the beginning, there's going to be a risk to it because you're going to like, oh, I've already met somebody like you. I've already dated somebody like you. But they're not that person.
Okay.
They're not that person.
Got it.
And they're really, really, really awkward on the first meeting. They're like, so they really can't explain themselves. And so it's going to take a little patience and a risk on your part to go out with them. And if you feel that way, give them a second or third chance, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't
dismiss them outright. Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be before the end. It's going to be before the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Awesome. So enjoy it. Have fun, and just remember, first impressions aren't always the correct impression.
I know, and
so
you know what?
Yeah.
Who would have thought it? You just brought me back to square one again. If I wasn't simmering, if I wasn't, you know, sitting in the stew in the pot, crock pot, I would have probably overlooked him again. It would have been something completely different. And yes, it's all of divine timing.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
Well, get out there and find the beauty in yourself, find the beauty in others, and you will be richly rewarded. And I look forward to hearing about it, okay?
I'm going to call you right away. I'm serious. I'm going to call you right away.
I hope so.
And I'll be
thinking
of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful holiday, okay?
You too. God bless. Keep on shining.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. So I got time for one more caller, 770 area code 332. You're on the air with Dr. Ron.
Hello.
Hello. How are
Hello?
You tonight? Are you there?
Oh.
Are you there?
I'm here. If for some reason you
there.
Did you hear me well?
I hear you just fine.
Hold on for a second. Let me go and put you on my speakerphone. I think I can hear you better from It's phone.
Okay,
it's on
that's
easy.
Good.
It's very low.
Oh.
This is Ron Bakes.
This is Dr. Ron. How are you doing?
Dr. Ron, yes. Yes, my name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
And I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, Maddie from Georgia.
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. Hot Atlanta.
Awesome. I love Atlanta. That's where I proposed to my husband.
Oh, how nice.
Was New Year's Eve in Centennial Park. As soon as the fireworks went off, I got on one knee and I asked right in front of the beautiful fountain there.
Oh, the water fountains. Yeah,
they're gorgeous.
Something myself from time to time.
Mm-hmm. So, my friend, do you have a question?
You do psychic readings, right? Or what do you do? Cards?
Yeah, psychic readings. Yeah.
Tell me what you see. I'm open to what you're picking up around me, the energy.
Okay. Well, I was instructed to pick up the Life Changes cards for you, and they're talking about self-care, taking care of yourself, life changes, that you're doing things and putting things in your life to take care of yourself for once. And they keep talking about medical needs. They're talking about your needs being met versus you meeting everybody else's needs.
Right.
So what are you doing differently today that are meeting your needs? And this is what the angels are talking about with you, is totally about it's time for you to completely, and it's not being self-centered. It's being centered in self. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're showing me how you have just given to others, given until, oh my goodness, it's like you've given yourself medical conditions from it. And it's time for you to take that back and take care of yourself and heal yourself of these medical conditions that that have arisen.
Yes. And I try to figure out, I'm going for blood work tomorrow. And I think it has to do with the sinus. I have pressure in the head.
Yep. And so that would be a blockage of your third eye and of your throat chakra that I'm seeing. It looks like it's all getting bundled up into your sinuses. And that is speaking your truth. You know, your throat chakra is all about standing up for yourself and speaking your truth and telling some people in your life some truths that even though it's going to hurt them, they need to hear them.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
The third eye is you see in past the illusion that people present and see everything for what it really is. Okay, so that's on your forehead. So between your throat and your forehead, you have a giant blockage, okay, that's being brought on, whether it's being brought on by nature or yourself, but it's a reaction to these simple things. See past what these people are presenting and tell them the truth. And it's hard sometimes because sometimes it's people we really love, but they need, you know, and you can lovingly speak your truth. I can lovingly tell somebody to go jump off a bridge where they'll actually get the keys and walk towards their car. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need to get mad. I don't need to scream and yell. I don't need to cuss or anything else. Okay. Those are all my options, but they're mine to use. Okay, and just like they're your options. The angels keep telling me that you don't do this until you get backed into a corner and you feel like you got to come out like a lion or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Roar. Okay, look, people. You know, you've pushed me against the wall. I hear, okay. You don't need to do that. What you just need to do is stand your ground at the moment.
At the moment, okay. Yeah. Get it out.
At so the moment. He, get it out. Just right there.
And you say, I'm able to see. You say, I'm able to see what people, what the illusion they are showing me. I'm able to see beyond that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, hey, you know a phony when you see one. Okay, you just need to figure out how to tell them, you know, in a nice way. Oh, stop it. Just stop right there. Just stop your foolishness right there. I know exactly where you're going with this. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. You think I need to go? I need to go see a nose throat specialist, or I'm taking herbs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing some herbs.
I would really recommend that you go see an ENT and they do a scope of your nose, because this situation has provoked a physical response from your body. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when we have those, we need to both nurture our body and our spirit. So to nurture your body, you need to make sure you go to the doctor, ENT, and have them scope the snaz. I've had it done. It's no big deal. And check everything out, make sure everything's clean and clear, and then they can start the process of healing you from holding in what you've been holding in. Okay?
Go see an ENT.
Did you say go see an ENT? Yeah, go see an ENT and have them scope your schnoz, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get in there and take a look around.
An ENT, would that be a doctor or an herbalist?
No, it's a doctor. It's an MD. And they'll put a scope in your nose and take a look around in there just to make sure that there's nothing else going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely see one, okay?
An ENT. I never heard of it.
Yes, ma'am. Ear, nose, and throat. Ear, nose, and throat.
Ear, nose, and throat, doctor. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Ear, nose, and throat, doctor.
Yeah. You got it right.
As opposed to acupuncturist, doctor.
Well, an acupuncturist serves a purpose, but they can't look in your nose to see if there's a problem. They can always stick a needle in your skin. So I always advise everybody to take a two-prong approach. See an MD and see the alternative medicine practitioner of your choice. Okay?
Yeah.
But always see Western medicine has a purpose in our life. Okay? And utilize it because it's there for a reason. An acupuncturist cannot look in there to see if these more extensive problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They can only help you manage the symptoms, okay? So if the ENT doctor says, no, everything's clear, you need to manage your system, then go to the acupuncturist, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But always get a clean bill of health from your doctor, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right,
well,
my friend.
It is the left nostril that burns and
So you need to get a scope in there, because left nostril means your feminine side. Your feminine
mm-hmm.
side has been taking a beating lately. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Time to empower your feminine side and empower yourself, okay? And don't let these people drain you. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. You have a wonderful evening.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. So, you know, this is our weekly show. We have a lot of good times. We want a full reading, 727-900-1326 is my phone number. And facebook.com/angelicwhispersinc. Schedule an appointment there. $75 for an hour. We have a lot of fun. Tonight's topic and theme was beauty, okay? Beauty and discernment. Always see past the illusion other people are presenting, okay? always see best. And if you see the phonies, don't play their game. Get them away from you as quick as possible. Okay? Because you're a being of beautiful light. And don't let other people take your light. And by all means, do not willingly hand your light away. Everything is a negotiation. Negotiate wisely and negotiate from a place of love. And it'll never do wrong. So with that, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and close up the show for this evening. I want to thank you for joining me tonight. It's been such a pleasure talking to everybody. Thank you for joining in the show, because I can't do my show without you. I really, really appreciate you. And I want to wish you a very, very happy weekend. Enjoy yourselves. This is Dr. Ron Bates, and I am Angelic Whispers, the Angel Whisperer. And I want to thank you for joining me tonight. Yeah, have a great evening. Good night.